Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Just as predicted, the weather has stayed beautiful all week so far. The temperature is supposed to drop back down to normal next week, so everyone's really been taking advantage of it. After school yesterday, it seemed like at least half the kids in town were at the library playground. There were lines for the swings, lines for the slides, and the climbing structures look like when someone accidentally disturbs an anthill and they all come crawling out. The fun spilled out onto the large lawn next to the playground with lots of chase and tag, a few frisbees being tossed, and plenty of folks, kids and adults alike, just lying in the grass and soaking up the sun. It was the perfect picture for me of our theme for the week, being together. To see so many friends and neighbors having fun, laughing, playing, enjoying God's creation, it was Grace Harbor at its best. But then, I saw something that didn't quite fit that perfect picture. There was a young man, I'm guessing around 12, sitting off by himself at the edge of the playground. He would look around the playground and the field for anyone he might know or for a game he could join. Not seeing one, he would sigh, put his head in his hands, and stare at the ground for a bit, and then do it all over again. What struck me was that he was surrounded by tons of people, many fellow kids. They were all having fun, there were lots of options for things he could do, and yet, it looked like he was feeling lonely or left out. And here's the thing. I knew quite a few of the kids there from church or the school or our neighborhood. I knew that if he had asked if he could join in, most of them would have absolutely said yes. Now, some of you have no problem walking up to kids you don't know and asking if you can play, but not everyone's like that. I'm not like that. I may be able to talk into a microphone for a podcast or stand up and give a sermon at church, but I can be shy. I told you yesterday that we missed our old friends when we moved to Grace Harbor, but now we have new friends and we really love it here. And that's true. But I left out the part of the story where, for the first few months we were here, I felt like I didn't have any friends at all. Everyone was nice, but it can be hard to make friends, no matter what age you are. I wonder, can you think of anyone in your life who might be feeling lonely or left out? Maybe someone at your school, work, or in your neighborhood? If you feel comfortable, take a few moments and share who you're thinking of. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I would say my first real friend here in town was Bobby, the barista at the bookstore and cafe. I would go by once or twice a week to get some work done, and while he made my coffee, he always asked how I was doing or how our family was adjusting to our new hometown. If there were other regulars at the coffee bar, he would introduce us. And I learned that if I needed recommendations for anything, like a handyman or a dentist, Bobby knew everyone. We've ended up becoming really good friends, but even if we hadn't clicked, he helped me connect with so many other people that are also now my friends. So you see, when you notice someone who might be feeling lonely or left out, you don't have to automatically become their best friend. You can invite them to something or include them in something, and hopefully over time, they'll find their people. And hey, maybe they will end up being your new best friend. Well, just as I was about to try to ask one of the middle school boys I knew to go and talk to him, one of the Henderson boys crashed the drone they got for Christmas into the tree he was sitting under. I don't think they were supposed to be flying the drone there, but it ended up being a good thing. The two worked together tossing sticks up into the branches to knock the drone down, and then the young man seemed to know exactly what to do to straighten everything back out so it could fly again. I watched them run off into the field together, both with huge smiles on their faces. Now, that's Grace Harbor at its best. Okay, let's close our time together with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we're grateful for the times when we feel connected to community and loved by our friends and family. There are also times when we can feel lonely and left out, even if we're surrounded by other people. Comfort us when we feel this way, but also keep our eyes open so we can be a source of comfort and connection for others as well. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a beautiful Thursday, and we'll close out the week tomorrow.